This is program number LW2769. Worry, worry, worry. That's all some people do. Hi, this is Larry West. You know why some people worry? Well, according to Norman Wright in his book, An Answer to Worry and Anxiety, people worry because they have what he calls an imagination. He says, you worry because you have an imagination, not because of your circumstances. In other words, people worry because of what they are on the inside, not because of what actually happens to them on the outside. You know, a lot of people think that if they could move to a better neighborhood or change jobs or do something to change their circumstances, then they would stop worrying. But really, you worry because of what happens inside. There was once a man who was driving his car in the country, and sure enough, he ran over something and got a flat tire. Well, he opened his trunk, found he had a spare tire all right, but he had no jack. What was he going to do? Well, he saw that there was a farmhouse about a mile down the road, so he figured, I'll just walk down there and borrow a jack, come back here and fix it. As he walked down the road, he got to thinking, I hope it's a friendly farmer. I hope he doesn't have any of those big dogs around that I've seen before. The further he walked, the more nervous he became. He kept thinking, you know, he could be really an unfriendly farmer. He might even run me off. He might sick his dogs on me. He might even be downright nasty about it. Well, the further he walked, the wilder his imaginations grew. And by the time he reached the farmhouse and knocked on the door, he was as nervous as a turkey at Thanksgiving. By that time, the farmer came to the door and graciously said, yes, I can help you. And the man said, you can keep your old jack. I didn't want it in the first place. Well, you know, your imagination can be dangerous. It makes you worry over things that aren't even going to happen. Maybe you are a concerned parent. If you are, what happens when your teenage daughter's late coming home from a date? She's 15 minutes late and you wonder what she and her date are up to. Where are they? Why didn't they call? What if, you know what you're doing? You're letting your imaginations run wild. Now, I'm not saying that we ought not to be concerned. What I'm saying is that there are situations where we let our imaginations get out of control. We worry. When that teenage daughter finally gets home, don't overreact with, where in the world have you been? And then you give her a long lecture about thoughtlessness and irresponsibility. You may discover, if you'll just ask, that they had a flat tire, a real one, and there was no phone nearby. Of course, if it happens time and time again, that's a different matter. There is a difference between concern and worry. Someone has said that a worried person sees a problem and a concerned person solves it. There is a difference. But my point is, we worry because we let our imaginations go wild. Disraeli once said, there is always something to worry you. It comes as regularly as sunrise. Did you know that worry is the most important cause of mental, emotional, and neurotic troubles? Did you know that if we could wipe worry out of our world, our hospitals would be only about half full? That's what I'm told. Well, we've had lots of good advice from men telling us how to overcome it. General George Marshall says, when a thing is done, it's done. Don't look back, look forward to your next objective. Herbert Hoover once said, never worry about anything that is past. Charge it up to experience and forget the trouble. There are always plenty of troubles ahead, so don't turn and look back on any behind you. It was Thomas Edison who said, as a cure for worrying, work is better than whiskey. So there is lots of good advice, people telling us how to overcome worry. And Norman Wright would advise, don't let your imagination go wild. That was in that book I mentioned at the beginning today. The best advice I ever heard, though, came not from a general, not from an inventor. It didn't come from a governmental director or a professor. It came from God. For in the Bible, he says, do not be anxious for your life. He says, in essence, to seek God first, and he'll take care of you. Now, there is the sound advice for overcoming worry. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd like to send to you. It's free of charge. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.